Just a few interesting halachot that Acham Avadia brings down in his Sefer Halichot Olam Chelek Zayin, starting on pages Resh Chaf Aleph and on. And one halacha he says over here, it actually comes from the Tzavaot of Rabbi Yehuda Hasid that he wrote in his last will and testament, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. Mi sheyesh lo bebeto tanur v'kirayim mechoberet lekarka, a person that has in his house an oven or a stove that's attached to the ground, lo yatutz otam kedei leshtamesh bimkomam. You should not dismantle it in order to use its place. Seems as an anyan that once you have your stove or your oven in the place, you don't take it apart and to use that part of the kitchen, let's say, or the basement for something else. It's not a good luck item to do. Furthermore, he says, "Vechen lo yistom halon o petach legamre." Person's doing some renovations on his home. You're never supposed to close up a window. At least you're not supposed to close it up totally. Or for that matter, you're not supposed to close up a door. Meaning you have to leave a little opening, which is don't seal it 100%, in order so no bad comes to the person. Again, these things are in Yan of Segulot. Obviously, there's depth and reason behind them. Rabbi Yehuda Hasid writes them. The Ben Ishchai also says these things should not be done, as well as Acham Avadia. The last thing that Acham Avadia discusses in a couple of pages later, he talks about the problem of blowing out candles. We might have discussed this in the previous halakha, but Acham Avadia also concurs with the Ben Ishchai, and it's actually brought down in the Midrash that it is not proper for a person to blow out candles or matches or things like that. It's very common. A lady's lighting the candles on Friday night, and you know, she lights it, and then she just blows out the match or the candle. Not proper. She should just, you know, put it down and just let it go out by itself. We discussed this in the previous halakha as well. Furthermore, there is a prevalent custom, at least in this country, of birthday candles, where they say, you know, to the birthday boy or girl, blow out the candles. The whole question of birthday candles in general was discussed by Rabbi Blumenkrantz in one of his Pesach digests. And over there, he did his due diligence and found that the source of birthday candles actually comes from paganism. And therefore, it's a whole question in itself if, even if you're not blowing out the candles, if that's a proper thing on a birthday to bring a cake with candles on it, if its source actually was from Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But certainly, what we're seeing over here today, blowing out the candles should not be done. Again, a person just, for that matter, a person has a match, he should just, you know, put it down and let it go out by itself, or you can just rub it into the ground like we do, put it in water, etc. The concern is not to blow it out with one's mouth. So again, the two halachot that we just three halachot discussing today, one should be concerned not to close windows or doors completely when you're, let's say, renovating. To close it, I mean seal it up. One should not dismantle an oven or a stove in the place where it was and put something else in its stead or leave it empty. And furthermore, the blowing out the candles, one should refrain from these things.